This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. The UN's Human Rights Office Tuesday called for an international investigation into reports of mass graves at two hospitals destroyed in Israeli sieges, saying war crimes may have been committed. VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
Speaking to reporters at a briefing at UN headquarters in Geneva, UN Human Rights Office spokeswoman Ravina Shamdasani said the office was horrified by the destruction of Gaza's biggest hospital, El Shifa in Gaza City, and its second largest, the Nasser Medical Complex in Khan Yunis.
In relation to Al-Nasser, the Gaza government media office announced that 283 bodies were recovered, of which 42 have been identified. Victims had reportedly been buried deep in the ground and covered with waste.
In a statement, UN Rights Chief Volker Turk demanded independent, effective, and transparent investigations into the deaths that should include international investigators. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says a Russian missile strike that smashed a television tower in Kharkiv was part of the Kremlin's ongoing effort to intimidate Ukraine's second largest city, as Kharkiv has come under increasingly frequent attack. AP correspondent Charles de la Desma reports.
Zelensky says in his Monday night video address, obviously this is an intimidation to make the terror noticeable to the whole city, adding that work is underway to restore the signal. Ukraine's president called the strike an attempt to limit the city in terms of communication and access to information. He then reiterated the urgent need for air defense, naming four priorities in military aid: protection of the sky, modern artillery, long-range capability, and ensuring that the American support packages arrive as quickly as possible. I'm Charles de la Desma.
You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. This is VOA News. Moscow rejects Evan Gershkovitz's appeal, keeping him in jail till at least June 30th. AP correspondent Haya Panjwani reports.
Evan Gershkovic, a 32-year-old reporter who was detained on espionage charges in March 2023, had his appeal rejected to seek an end to his pretrial detention. Last month, his arrest was extended until June 30th, and an appeal heard by a Moscow appellate court this week was rejected. Russian authorities have not revealed what evidence they have to support espionage charges against Gershkovic. He and the Wall Street Journal have denied the allegations, and the U.S. government has declared him to be wrongfully detained. Gershkovic is the first American reporter to be arrested on espionage charges in Russia since 1986. I'm Haya Panjwani.
The UK Prime Minister says the country is putting its defense industry on a, quote, war footing by increasing defense spending to 2.5% of GDP by the end of the decade. Rishi Sunak also pledges to send arms worth $620 million to Ukraine. A decade ago, NATO leaders agreed to commit 2% of GDP to defense spending. NATO data shows that the UK's defense spending as a percentage of GDP last year was ahead of countries, including France and Germany, but behind Poland, the US, Estonia, and others. African leaders participating in a security summit in Nigeria are saying they need more funding and new methods to combat escalating violent extremism across the continent, including establishing a standby military force. Reuters correspondent David Doyle has more.
Groups linked to Islamic State and Al-Qaeda have increasingly been carrying out routine attacks. That includes in the Sahel region, Somalia, and Mozambique. At a security summit in Nigeria on Monday, African Union Commission Chairperson Moussa Faki said the continent needs more funds. Faki said that the number of daily attacks and deaths rose last year to 8 and 44, respectively. That's up from 4 daily attacks and 18 daily deaths between 2017 and 2021. In total, he said, 7,000 civilians and 4,000 military personnel died last year, adding that the situation was being exploited in countries as a basis for military coups.
David Doyle from Reuters. NASA has finally heard back from Voyager 1 in a way that makes sense. The most distant spacecraft from Earth stopped sending back understandable data last November. For flight controllers in California traced the blank communication to a bad computer chip and rearranged the spacecraft's coding to work around the problem. NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory in California declared success after receiving good engineering updates late last week. The team is still working to restore the science data. Voyager 1 is more than 24 billion kilometers away in interstellar space, and its Voyager 2 twin is more than 19 billion kilometers away. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.